Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
The UNC Chapel Hill Board of Trustees recently voted to raise undergraduate tuition for in-state students by 5.2% next year and fees by 5.5%. That comes in the middle of the worst recession in 75 years, when families are struggling to pay the bills and stay in their homes. There's no extra money around to pay for their kids' higher college tuition. It's the fourth time in 6 years that tuition has increased. The trustees must not have read the state constitution, especially Section 2 of Article 9. It reads, quote, "The General Assembly shall provide that the benefits of the University of North Carolina and other public institutions of higher education, as far as practicable, be extended to the people of the state free of expense." That's the Constitution. The UNC Chapel Hill campus stands to gain $2 million from the tuition increase, or one-fifth of the state subsidy to the Rams Club and other athletic booster groups who pay in-state tuition for out-of-state athletes. The Constitution doesn't say anything about providing a windfall to boosters. State lawmakers came up with that one all on their own. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.